Welcome to another episode of the copywriting and commercial real estate investing. Not commercial real estate investing, but copywriting and commercial real estate podcast. Today, I want to talk a little bit about how to craft and to write a sales letter, and also how to do it properly. Because you see, there are lots of different ways of writing. Now, a lot of people and a lot of copywriters often get stuck with writer's block. The first time I heard about writer's block, I think it was back in 2005 or 6. It was the guy who wrote, I can't exactly recall his name. The guy who wrote The Da Vinci Code and all of that. Those novellas about Robert Langford. I think that's his name. Langdon, maybe. Yeah, Robert Langdon, I think it is. I can't exactly remember his name, but the thing is, to prevent himself from suffering from writer's block, he oftentimes hung himself upside down. That is, he hung himself with his feet suspended up in the air. And then he would hang there for maybe 5 or 10 minutes or so. To me, that's, I wouldn't exactly call it crazy, but I can't really see the point. Because I never suffer from writer's block, and I haven't done so. At least I haven't done so yet. For some reason, words and sentences and ideas just keep coming to me. But I think it is because I stuff myself with a lot of idea-generating content or things. Now, here's the gist. I use the same method that the late great Eugene Schwartz did. What he would do was the same method as old Zen Buddhists would do. He would have a timer. He would sit down at his office desk, and he always sat down at the same office desk every single day. He didn't switch places. He didn't change from one spot to another. He always sat down at the same spot. He always sat down with, I believe it was a cup of coffee and a spoon, and then he would stir his coffee a little bit, probably because he would add some milk or sugar or whatever. The point is, he would have a routine. And so he'd do that routine every single day. And by doing so, he wasn't distracted. He didn't allow himself to be distracted by just doing so because he had his routine. And what he would do next after he had sat down was to take a timer or a watch or whatever, but a timer, I guess, since this was in the 1970s, 80s, and even 90s. Oh yeah, I think it actually worked all the way from the 1940s to the early 1990s. I think he passed away in 1995 or so. But the thing is, he took a timer and he set it to 33 minutes and 33 seconds. And then he switched it on. And so he would sit there for 33 minutes and 33 seconds. And during that time, he couldn't do anything but write copy. He could, he could maybe move his arms or move his head, have a cup of coffee and so on. But he couldn't leave the chair. He couldn't leave his spot. All he had to do was to write copy. And back in the day, back in that day, they didn't have the internet. At least I don't think that Eugene Schwartz had anything to do with the internet. Maybe in his very last few years or so. However, they didn't have any smartphones. They didn't have any laptops like we do now. They didn't have any tablets. They had television, but they didn't have so many channels. But the majority of people get distracted, I'd wager, by cell phones. And that didn't exist in that time. Excuse me, it did actually exist. But there weren't any smartphones. And like I said, it wasn't any internet either. So what he would do was just sit there. And then he would, maybe it took him 2 or 3 minutes before he got bored. And if he was bored, then he had to do something. He had to write copy, right? He had to write copy. He couldn't just sit there. say we go and look at his copy and say to himself, hey, what if we split up that sentence? What if we use another word? How does this look if I just move it a little bit around? And then it would gradually start writing. Now this, I've tried this idea myself, and it works perfectly. Now, first off, I of course put away my cell phone. I do work on a computer, but I'm not on anything else but Word or the text editor program or whatever it's called in English. I don't access the internet. And also, I've got these noise-cancelling earphones. So I'll put them on, and that means I don't hear any background noise. I maybe hear a little bit, but not very much. And that helps a lot. So you should definitely try this, because it helps you focus. And also, Eugene Schwartz credited this method into justifying the fact that he was the hardest working copywriter ever. He wasn't the most skillful, he wasn't the best, he wasn't the most intelligent, he said so himself, but he was the one who worked the hardest because he managed to focus. And here's kind of like the very gem of the part. When Eugene Schwartz finally rose up from his chair at 33 minutes and 33 seconds, he would do anything else but writing copy. He would go for a walk, he would shave, he would have some more coffee, he would play with a ball, whatever. Then he would do so for maybe 5 to 10 minutes or something like that, before resuming with writing for yet another interval at 33 minutes and 33 seconds. And he would do so for a total of 6 intervals. That means he worked approximately, well, a little more than 3 hours every day writing copy. And it was during that time that he worked the hardest. It was that kind of work scheduling that made him the hardest working copywriter, according to himself. Even the late great Gary Halbert, well, he said, I can't exactly remember what he said, but he said like something like, Eugene Schwartz claims he's the best copywriter in the world. It's hard for me to disagree. And that comes from a man who himself labeled himself as the greatest copywriter on planet Earth. Right? Now, the thing is that during his interval break, during those 5 to 10 minutes breaks, he was creating. He wasn't writing, he was creating. And in his mind, in his subconsciousness, he was creating copy, he was assembling copy. And it was during those breaks that he actually wrote mentally down. He took mental notes, probably, in his subconsciousness during during those pauses. That was all it took. And then it was just a matter of putting himself down again, sitting down again and write. And I can't explain the physical process, behind that, because I'm not a neurologist or whatever it's called. I'm not a doctor either. But I very much believe that if you study something and you focus and then you leave it, then subconsciously your mind will still be working on it. And I think that's the main reason why Eugene Schwartz succeeded so much. Because he would actually focus. He wouldn't allow himself to be distracted. Now, if you compare that by sitting on your phone all the time and writing a few sentences here and there, then I'd bet that 99.99% of all the time, you wouldn't get anything done. But if you would just focus for 33 minutes and 33 seconds, then you would have got get more done. In fact, I think this also was something that Dale Carnegie addressed in one of his books. I think it was How to Stop Worrying and Live Life. I don't think it was in How to Win Friends and Influence People, but I might be wrong there. The point is still this. Dale Carnegie told of a workplace. I can't exactly remember the work tasks, but it was a labor job. It was something physical. Where the manager told the workers to work consistently for 20 minutes. Then they would have a 40-minute break. And then work for another 20 minutes. And then a new 40-minute break. And that was their whole workday. Basically, they worked one-third of the workday. And they had two-thirds of the workday off. But they still had to be there. And guess what? The productivity of that workplace, it soared. It skyrocketed. I can't exactly remember the digits. The numbers, I mean. I meant to say digits. But I guess numbers is a better word. I can't exactly remember the numbers. But because of that, because they worked, and when they worked, they really worked. Hard. Focused. Oriented. Because of that, the productivity increased. And that is segueing into the same principle as Eugene Schwartz did. He also focused, and he also worked hard. Now, granted, he didn't work for two-thirds of an hour. He worked for a little bit more than half an hour. So, I can't exactly remember why it was 20 minutes. Maybe they would have the same productivity increase as well if they worked for the same interval as Eugene Schwartz did. But I don't know. Maybe because they worked at a physical job. I think it was in a mine or something like that. It was either a mine or a factory. So I'm guessing that they needed two-thirds of the hour to rest and then one-third to work. And that increased the productivity. All right? So the takeaway from this lesson is when writing copy, focus. And try this method of Eugene Schwartz. It really helps. It has done so for me. It has, in fact, done wonders. All right? Do that, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.